Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on OM Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego flexibility impacts achieving with one's potential, recognizing the service in what they are doing, and ultimately coming to know their life's purpose. We'll be looking at how higher ego flexibility affects a person's ability to recognize and work with their abilities. Their ability to recognize the service they are offering to themselves, others, and God, and their ability to experience a sense of meaning and purpose within their lives. They often take a very open and flexible approach that emphasizes listening too much to what others tell them are their abilities and talents, how they should be of service, and what they should be doing in their life to give them a sense of meaning and purpose in it, while having difficulty listening to themselves in these areas. This branches out into other areas when it comes to determining what they want to achieve, recognizing what they have achieved, recognizing the importance of what they have achieved, recognizing the service they are actually offering to others, and recognizing what can be giving them meaning and purpose in their life. They often allow others to fashion rules about what should or shouldn't be achieved in their life, the abilities that should or shouldn't be developed, and the criteria to be used to judge what has or hasn't been accomplished by them. This also influences any ideas as to what true service to oneself, others, and God is really about. They often listen to others, often the wrong people, when it comes to thinking about what should be achieved, how much has or hasn't been achieved by them, and what their achievement means. They can often buy into a lot of this is right and that's wrong, good or bad, and black and white thinking about achievement, service, and being able to experience a sense of purpose and meaning in their life that others are giving to them. A lot of this times, this approach to achievement, service, and purpose has been learned at home from authoritarian parents or strong-willed people who are trying to force their views of what young people, meaning children or adolescents, should or should not be doing with their lives. These are people who are often telling the higher ego flexibility person to, in some respects, become a replica of themselves. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of themselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with their family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, impacting their efforts to achieve, to use their potential, to recognize the service and what they are doing, and experiencing a sense of meaning connected to their life's work. Ego stupidity affecting their ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in their life. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow their mind with truth, while keeping them stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many of them acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading them into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting their spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in their daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. It is your lives, relationships, and experiences which have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine, when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During today's show, we'll be looking at the impact that higher ego flexibility has on the way a person views their abilities, works to achieve with them, recognizes the service in what they are doing for themselves, others, and God, and their ability to experience meaning and purpose in their life. These are people who often think that others better know the truth about what they should be doing with their lives, particularly when it comes to achieving, what abilities are worth developing, and what they should see as worthwhile. And they are often allowing people they respect and possibly fear to impose their judgment on them involving achievement, service, and purpose. And this can often cause them to take a narrow view of their abilities and the possibilities and options they have when working with and developing their ability, which can lead to overlooking or neglecting them. This is the person who can wake up in their middle adult years, say in their 40s, and question seriously what they have been doing with their life, and whether too much of it has been spent fulfilling someone else's ambitions and dreams, rather than their own. The diversity of talent that resides in themselves and others has often been hidden from them by their higher ego flexibility. The diversity of service that they and people can offer to themselves, others, and God has often been hidden from them by their higher ego flexibility. The diversity of paths that can lead them to experience meaning and purpose to their lives has often been hidden from them by their higher ego flexibility. They are often repeating and reflecting the rigid and inflexible messages they were taught by rigid and inflexible authoritarian parents or strong-willed people that constructed boundaries for them as children and adolescents connected to their abilities, achievement, service, and purpose in life. Often they have been stunted in their ability to grow socially, sexually, vocationally, religiously, and spiritually, undermining their development and ability to work with all of the potential they have, which again is often hidden from them by the walls put up by their higher ego flexibility energy. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who are experiencing these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. And some of them are living in roles such as the adult child and the puppet that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego flexibility voice is talking to and through you in your life. And here is the first symptom. You want and need others to believe in you as a prerequisite to believing in yourself and what you should and can achieve. People with higher ego flexibility often look to other people, as I mentioned earlier, to, in a way, guide them in their efforts to fulfill who they are and what they are in their life. Here are some questions for you to consider in regards to this first symptom. Do you look to others to affirm you well past the point when this should be necessary? Do you want others to, in a way, affirm and confirm that you do have this ability and this potential? And when I say well past the point when it's necessary, I'm talking about when you have entered into your young adulthood and beyond, and you're still looking for other people to sort of tell you that you're capable, you're able to accomplish good things. Do you have difficulty affirming yourself? Meaning, can you pat yourself on the back and believe it? You know, believing in yourself is something that's very difficult for people with higher ego flexibility. Also, can you believe in you only when they or others believe in you? Sort of this idea that I need other people to believe in me before I can believe in me. And also, can you believe in you when others don't believe in you? That's a really important question. Can you believe in you when others don't believe in you? When you think about these different questions and the symptom, does it sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to the next symptom. You often listen to the wrong people about what is important for you to achieve in your life. People with higher ego flexibility, due to the excessive flexibility that is existent within their energy, are in ways overly receptive to being told things and don't often do a good job of screening out the people who are the right people to listen to and those who can be the wrong people to listen to. Here are some questions. Are you easily or too easily influenced by people because you're desperate to get their affirmation? It's as if the content or the input they're offering to you is affected by what they are saying and your desperate need to be affirmed by other people. And it sort of bypasses the accuracy, the truthfulness of what people are saying to you. Are you too willing to listen to people telling you what you want to hear about your abilities? Sometimes people with higher ego flexibility are too willing to listen to these people who are going to tell them what they want to hear, whether it's right or wrong. Also, do you have difficulty knowing the difference between the right and wrong people, the right and wrong people. I talk about this a lot in my work and how the right people are usually those who have right or have experience perhaps in what they're showing us or helping us to understand about ourselves and about our abilities and about our capabilities and about our performances. And also they often don't have a hidden agenda beneath the surface that is actually influencing what they're sharing with us. They are tending to serve us in a helpful way. Whereas the wrong people are often people maybe who lack the necessary familiarity or experience to give us guidance or to offer commentary that's reality-based and truth-based in what we are capable or not capable of doing, and other areas that maybe involve things like service and meaning. And they may even have faulty intentions. They have an agenda. Maybe they want to feel like they are somebody they can go to get the answers to what they need to be doing with their life. And also, do you take what people say at face value and have difficulty looking below the surface to consider hidden agendas and the absence of relevant experience? Like, and I'm thinking about the gullibility or naivete that often takes place for people with higher ego flexibility who they act as if they're a sponge. They just take it all in without necessarily considering the hidden things that may be going on, being able to learn, understand that people may even have good intentions, but be giving us inaccurate or faulty or bad information about ourselves. So when you think about these kind of questions, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to talk about one more symptom before we go to our first break. You often listen to the wrong people who inappropriately compare your achievement with others. The wrong people are often people who compare us to other people inappropriately. People with higher ego flexibility are often at risk to take in these comparisons, to accept these comparisons, again, at face value, when they can often be faulty comparisons or inaccurate comparisons that they're bringing up to try to draw attention to something about our abilities and our performances and so on. So some questions. Are you drawn in too deeply by people who compare your abilities and achievements positively with others? Maybe they're sending a message that's too positive, that's not truth-related. Or are you drawn in too deeply by people who compare your abilities and achievements negatively to others? They're doing just the opposite, but a lot of what they're showing us or trying to show us or tell us about ourselves is actually faulty and not accurate. Also, do you have difficulty realizing that any comparisons should come from within, meaning the comparison should be of you with you, not with somebody else, but of with you with yourself? And that's the case for everybody. The main point of comparison is who we are, what our abilities are, and what we've done with them. And also, can you keep in focus the important differences, and I'm not talking about excuses, but differences that exist within the context that you're achieving in and that of others, because there often are very important differences that need to be weighed in making any, that's why comparisons with others are not useful oftentimes. So when you think about these questions, does any of this sound familiar to you? You're coming up on our first break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. And we're going to continue looking at symptoms of higher ego flexibility when it's at work in impacting a person's ability to work with their talents and to achieve, to recognize the service in what they're doing in their life, as well as to experience a sense of purpose and meaning. So here is the next symptom. You often experience a lack of passion for what you are doing in your life. People with higher ego flexibility may experience a lack of passion, and that's connected to what I'm going to be sharing with you next, but that sense of not being really into what it is that you're doing in your life or with your life. So do you find it difficult to get excited about your work? You find it difficult to get excited about your work. And that's something that a lot of people experience for different reasons with when they're into different types of ego energy. But I'll be talking about the specific effects of higher ego flexibility that can get in the way of that sense of passion. Are you afraid to disappoint someone you respect if you stop doing what you're doing and you make a career change? This is something people with higher ego flexibility experience, is if they shift, if they start to realize that they need to do something different, are you concerned that this is going to affect or disappoint somebody else when you make this change? A lot of time it involves parents or other people who are important or significant in our life, and it's as if by changing or shifting, that's moving us away from what they wanted for us. Another question, have you been identity foreclosed? That's a term that I used to refer to when I was teaching adolescent psychology. When young people, particularly during their adolescent years, have been told by parents, this is what your life should be about. And they can tell them that this is what it should be about in terms of your social life, your sexual life, your political life, your religious life, your spiritual life, and your vocational life. And as a result, a person may take that on and realize that and live out those choices for them that other people have actually made for them. And this isn't just an individual thing. You see this in a lot of societies across the world, where young people are basically told this is how it's going to be. This is what the culture says you have to live up to or live in your life. So in a way, identity foreclosure is this, the idea that the definition of you or the definition of me hasn't been fashioned by me or hasn't been fashioned by you. It's been fashioned by somebody else. And one more question. Are you living the life someone else wanted for you? Are you living the life someone else wanted for you? Boy, that's a really important question to think about as to whether you're living the life you wanted for you or whether you're living the life somebody else wanted for you, particularly one of your parents. So this kind of lends itself to another important question. Whose life are you living? And the question leads to the symptom that I talked about, which is passion. If you are living the life somebody else wanted for you, there's a very good chance that the feelings of passion for what's happening in your life are going to be weakened or diminished, that you can only experience passion when you are experiencing and living the life that you have fashioned and defined for you. So when you think about these kinds of questions in regards to the symptom, does that sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to one more symptom. Do you have difficulty experiencing a sense of purpose and meaning in your life? So is the notion of service absent in your awareness? There's a difficulty with experiencing that sense of service in what you're doing, even right now. Now, you may be engaging in something that isn't your ultimate career direction, for example, but still, you're doing something significant. You're still an essential worker, even if it isn't what you want to do. And it could be anything that you're currently doing, whether you're a waitress or you're a mail worker or you're a custodian or you're a cleaning woman or any activity is really a matter of service that we're rendering to others that we may often miss. So there's an absent sense of service in one's life. Or are you discounting the service in what you're doing? So even though you can see yourself as maybe being of service, you don't think that's very important. Well, oftentimes you're missing how important people who are receiving that service can be viewing it. And also, are you waiting for the time when you think you will be of service? So in a way, you're kind of putting off this sense and awareness of service until you finally get to that future place, maybe your career, where you want to get to in your career. And when you get there, you can say to yourself, oh, now I am of service or I am doing something important, when in actuality, you've been doing things that are important all along. You just haven't realized it. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of that sound familiar? We're going to shift now to take a look at the reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego flexibility person's difficulties with achieving and recognizing the service in what they're doing and knowing their life's purpose. Some of these can seem odd or strange, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher flexibility, it often leads them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are affecting their ability to achieve, their ability to see the service in what they are doing, and their ability to experience a sense of meaning and purpose within their life. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal, but when it comes to their efforts to achieve. But they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the higher flexibility person is looking through to see what's going on. And just like you and me, they're intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people who've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making, due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, higher ego flexibility energy. And they can stay stuck there until they heal the energy that leads them to the symptoms and ego stupidity we're talking about. Doing this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and isn't, particularly the energy that it is, and the aspects of the energy, the components of the energy, the power, flexibility, and vulnerability within that energy. And also being able to tune into one's own ego energy. As I've talked about this, the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability going on inside of your ego energy that's having its impact on different important parts of your life. And also being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs, the things that we create. Ego didn't create them. We created them based on the energy we are, and replacing them with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. So this is where we're going on into the next part of our show. And in the first reflection, there are certain things that must be achieved and accomplished in one's life. People with higher ego flexibility often narrow it down, or others narrow it down for them in terms of what they should be doing or achieving, or what talents are necessary to develop. This is ego stupidity that feeds into some additional ego stupidity that often begins to happen. I will be a failure unless I achieve this goal. Again, due to that narrowing of what people think of as being success or achievement or accomplishment, there's often a sense of failure that comes about if I don't achieve or reach this particular goal. And that's a non-reality-based thought, because there can be a lot of successful things going on as we move along the process and the path of working toward a particular goal. Another thought may be that the real winners in life are the ones who succeed in reaching their goals. This idea that you're only successful in your life if you are reaching your goal, and if you fail to reach your goal, you're not a winner. Again, a non-reality-based thought, because so many positive, healthy, good things, including those that can be connected to service to ourselves or to others, can be happening as we work along our path to try to be successful and reach particular goals. I failed to reach two very important athletic goals in my life. I failed to win the state championship in the mile run by a tenth of a second, and I failed to reach the status of All-American in track and field or cross country when I was in college. But even with having failed to accomplish those goals, there were a lot of good things that are the reason why I'm where I am in my life today. Another thought that is irrational is that career and financial success are the most important reflections of achievement. Again, that reflects that narrowing of what people sometimes come to believe is important. Financial success, how much money you make, or maybe career advancement, career status, are the only things that are the most important reflections of achievement, when there actually can be so many other areas of life that are important to work towards and to achieve. I've mentioned them can having to do with taking care of your health and your body and your mind, as well as being able to have healthy, positive, constructive, growing relationships within your family, whether it's with your children, something that is often failed and neglected by so many people, as well as in marriages. As I said in one of my previous programs, I think that 80% of marriages that begin ultimately fail, 50%, 53% legally, and about another 20 to 25% emotionally. So there's a lot of success that's an achievement that can be occurring in different areas of life. When your higher flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that there are a wide range of options that can be matched with your specific interests and abilities, within which achievement and service and meaning can be obtained. But until then, when you're thinking that there are just certain areas that must be achieved and accomplished in one's life, and all of the rest of what I just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity: there is only so much that I or others can accomplish. There is only so much that I or others can accomplish. People with higher flexibility often think inside the box. And this is often when it comes to achievement and purpose and service. And this is a box that's often created for them by others. They didn't create the box, others did. They just lived out this boundaries, these ideas. This is ego stupidity that also feeds into this type of ego stupidity. I should listen to others who tell me what I can't achieve. I should listen to others who tell me what I can't achieve, which is a non-reality-based thought, because oftentimes they are blocking us from greater development of our talent and our service and our sense of meaning. Another thought: I shouldn't risk failure or taking chances. I shouldn't risk failure or taking chances is an irrational, non-reality-based thought, because taking chances, risking failure, are the means by which we often get on with the greater successes and the greater usage of our talents than could occur if we fail to take those risks. Another thought: I wasn't meant to accomplish great things. I wasn't meant. And sometimes people get cemented into that view of things, partly because of what's going on within the home, and parents who are dysfunctional, who often send horrible messages about one's abilities and capabilities and expectations. When your higher ego flexibility is healing, you realize that I am capable of accomplishing so much more than what I was thinking I was capable of. And I would add to that that we all have a tremendous resource in us. It's called our divinity. And until then, when you're thinking that you were only going to accomplish so much, or meant to accomplish so much, and all the rest of what I shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. And I'm going to share one more reflection of ego stupidity before we go to our next break. I need others to believe in me in order to believe in myself. I need others to believe in me in order to believe in myself. People with higher ego flexibility often look for others to believe in them. Now, that's not an unusual thing when we are younger and when we're children. We often don't know, in some ways, who we are, and our parents play that role of shaping and helping us to get a better sense of what we're capable of. And hopefully they're healthy parents who teach us really reality-based things about us and what we're capable of, as opposed to dysfunctional parents who often do the opposite. And this is ego stupidity that can often lead into additional ego stupidity, such as, I can only believe in myself if others do. I can only believe in myself if others do. Think about that thought. Boy, that's a prison that one can get caught up in. Limiting, you know, belief in oneself has to do with whether others believe in me. Also, I can't believe in myself if others don't. So if you don't believe in me, then I can't believe in me. We talked about this a little earlier in the program, but that's a non-reality-based thought. You can't believe in yourself if others don't. In fact, that's a very healthy thing to be able to do. And also, I need others to tell me what I'm capable of achieving. Again, something that can happen, but doesn't require other people to define what we're capable of. We can work with that. We can define that ourselves. When your higher flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that I can and I must believe in myself even when others don't. I can and I must believe in myself even when others don't. But until then, when you're thinking that I need others to believe in me in order to believe in myself, and all of the rest that I just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we're going to start talking about some ego insights as well as ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue now by looking at ego insights that have a connection to higher ego flexibility and its effects on our ability to achieve, to recognize the service in what we're doing within our lives, as well as the ability to experience a sense of meaning and purpose. These insights can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty achieving with your abilities, recognizing your service, and coming to know your life's purpose. They're intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to these difficulties. And here's the first one. Your higher ego flexibility energy is stopping you from knowing the diversity of interests and abilities that can lead you and others to recognize your service and meaning to your life. It has led you to a narrowing of what you think is important and will lead to a sense of service and meaning. It's also led you to gain distance from the service you're already offering. So you're offering service, you're just not seeing it. It's also led you to gain distance from an awareness of the divinity within your humanity. It's leading to gaining distance from that awareness of the divinity within your humanity. How you are and can be the love, life, and energy God is when you're using your talents in service. That's exactly what's happening. When you're using your talents in service to yourself, others, and God, you're being the love, life, and energy God is. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight, your higher ego flexibility voice, is leading you to create a false or glass ceiling on how much you and others can accomplish with your potential. It's preventing you from a willingness to take risks, to take chances, to risk failure, something we talked about earlier. This energy is leading you to unfulfilled potential and underachievement. The energy is leading you to see others in limited ways. Perhaps you're underestimating them or viewing them in ways that are not useful or helpful. And it's also distancing you from the greater potential that can come from being the love, life, and energy God is. In a way, it's unleashing your full potential that can come about. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this, that it's happening. Our next ego insight. Your higher flexibility voice is leading you to listen too much to the wrong people about your potential to achieve. It's leading you to be more trusting of others as you are less trusting of yourself. That's the case with people with higher their flexibility. They're trusting people more so than themselves. And it's leading you to lack the necessary healthy skepticism that's needed, which increases the risk of listening to the wrong people. We should be healthily skeptical of what people are telling us about ourselves and what we're capable of or not capable of. And this energy is leading you to let others do more thinking for you about your abilities that you end up taking on. So there, you weigh in and you absorb what they say to you, that sponge that I was referring to earlier. And in a way, you make that your way of looking at things. And it's also leading you to gain more distance from your own thinking. You're far more influenced by these people than you realize. And when you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this is happening. Another insight is that your higher ego flexibility is undermining your sense of purpose and meaning due to the inability to see the service and opportunity for service to others, yourself, and God that is available to you. Higher ego flexibility is causing a disconnection between the use of your abilities, the service they are and can render to others, yourself, and God, and the ultimate sense of meaning and purpose you can experience in your life. It's entrapping you in an absent sense of purpose and meaning due to the disconnection being caused by this energy. It's distancing you from an awareness of when you're actually being the love, life, and energy God is in using your abilities and achieving the source of experiencing service and meaning and purpose. When you awaken and are more ego-conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Now we're going to take a look at how higher flexibility impacts our spiritual wellness when it comes to achieving with our potential, recognizing our service, and experiencing a sense of purpose and meaning to our life. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of achieving with our potential, offering service, and coming to know our life's purpose, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego flexibility. We'll start with being the love God is. People with higher flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and coming to know their life's purpose when they are failing to embrace their talents and abilities with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve ignoring, limiting, or neglecting the use of all your talents and abilities that can be of service to you, others, and God. When your higher flexibility is affecting the conditions under which you're willing to recognize and use your potentials in the service of others and yourself, you're not being the unconditional love God is toward those God-given abilities. And when your higher flexibility is weakening your embrace of the service and purpose for which the talents and abilities have been given to you, you're not being the connective love God is toward those talents. And when your higher flexibility is burdening you with mistruths about your talents and abilities, you're not being the unburdened love God is toward those God-given abilities. And when your higher flexibility is limiting the use of your potential to only those which you have been told must be used, you're not being the unlimited love God is toward the talents you have been given. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the talents they and others have been given, when they are met with faulty beliefs and ignorance about their significance, the service they can offer, and the sense of meaning that can be known from their use. Your divinity involves honoring and respecting all of the gifts you and others have been given, regardless of the times and places in which they are being used. When your higher flexibility is leading you to dishonor and disrespect your talents and potential with faulty ideas about their quality, effectiveness, and importance, you're not being the life God is toward the gifts that you've been given. And when your higher flexibility is leading to your dishonoring and disrespecting the talents and potential of others, from which they can offer service and come to no meaning, you're not being the life God is toward their gifts. When your higher flexibility is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with narrow thoughts about what talents are worthwhile, what should be achieved, and what represents service, you're not being the life God is toward what each has been given. And when your higher flexibility is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with unneeded and faulty comparisons involving what has been done with one's abilities, you're not being the life God is when engaging in these comparisons. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to welcome the use of their talents and abilities within the service they are to offer to themselves, others, and God. A fulfillment of human and divine truth within your purpose of serving others, yourself, and God. The highest calling you can receive and answer in your life, that of being servant. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which you are willing to embrace and use your talents in what will ultimately be of service to yourself, others, and God. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for embracing and nourishing your talents in whatever service can be rendered. When your higher flexibility is keeping you at a distance from the recognition and the use of your talents in the service of others, yourself, and God, you're not being the energy God is towards your talents. And when your higher flexibility is leading you to fail to recognize the breadth and diversity of ability that can be used by you and others to achieve, serve, and experience meaning in one's life, you're not being the energy God is toward those abilities. And when your higher flexibility is leading you to fail to recognize the service that many have been offering to you with their abilities, you're not being the energy God is toward their gifts and service. And when your higher flexibility is leading you to fail to recognize the service you've been offering to others with your talents and abilities, you're not being the energy God is towards your talents and service. And so when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego flexibility and difficulty achieving your life's purpose? Give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.